Today we participate in a dramatic event. Today we celebrate with all Christians around the world the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on that first Pentecost. And today we affirm our commitment to be open to His Spirit. What does our sign say this week? All right, God has wired the world with His power. Just flip the switch. Pentecost in our calendar year is to be a day when God says and reminds us that God's people say yes to God's prior yes of us. Yes, we believe that God so loved the world that He put on human flesh and came humbly among us in the babe of Bethlehem. Yes, we believe Jesus showed by word and example how we are to live as His chosen people. Yes, we, for our sake and for our salvation, He suffered and died a cruel death. Yes, in His death, He fought the power of death that once held us captive, but now His victory over death is ours as well. Yes, He ascended into heaven and now intercedes on our behalf. Yes, He poured out His Spirit on us to guide us, empower us to be His witnesses, to be His church. Pentecost, the birth of the Christian church. But before that event took place, Jesus tells His disciples to wait in Jerusalem. Why did Jesus tell them to wait in Jerusalem? Why was it needed that they wait? A bigger-than-you assignment demands a bigger-than-you power. And that's still true for us today. God still uses His people today in ways that are out of proportion of their abilities. We need only to listen to God's voice as He urges us to change from what we are into people we ought to be. If you were to pick one of these choices, where would your spiritual climate right now be? Mundane, comfortable, or power-filled? That's a valid question for each and every one of us, and it's a question that should be an ongoing question for each of us. Perhaps the answer is found in the difference between having and accessing power. You and I have been given what we need in the Spirit to carry on the charge of Jesus. To carry on His mission requires a measure, however, of faith on our part. We must believe that the Lord will tell us what to say, supply us with courage when we need it, and fill us with compassion when we lack it. But the true test of our faith is whether or not we act. We Lutherans believe that God pours out His Spirit on every baptized. And the sacrament of holy baptism, God claims us and gifts us with His ongoing promised presence. Someone once mentioned that the Holy Spirit is the greatest untapped resource the world has ever known. You know, those first believers were able to turn the world upside down, not because they were elegant speakers. Rather, they did not let their own inability get in the way of God's ability to use them. 3,000 were baptized at first Pentecost. In any time of history, that would have been considered phenomenal, let alone in the first century church. To have that be done in the first century church is mind-boggling. It meant possible loss of income in the first century church. It meant alienation from family who did not believe. It meant persecution and possible death. They had a lot to fear in that first century church. So let's ask ourselves, in looking at the church today, what do we have to fear? What's the worst that could happen, allowing God to work in our lives? Is it obvious that we, as the body of Christ, are moving and it's Christ-led? Is it obvious, by the way, that we are giving of our time, our abilities, and our financial support actually, are those means of, are acting as if God is moving among his people? No doubt about it, we are called to risk. We are called to risk. Risk. And God's Spirit will empower you. All we need to do is trust and give it our best shot. Risk to be empowered. Let God's Spirit move you and feel the strength of being in community. Risk. Flip the switch, knowing it's God's work we are doing. What higher calling could we have? God's work, higher calling in our marriages, in our family life, in our work world, sharing our life with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. If we flip the switch, do you think that God will not empower us to fulfill our life? Holy baptism, Holy Communion, we celebrate both today. Those are more than nice ceremonies. It is a God event. And it's not for the day, it is for life. The disciples were called by God to be his church in ways that were out of proportion of their abilities. But from that first Pentecost to this day, God has wired his church, wired his followers with his promised presence. And we can do all things. We can do all things. It's a matter of us deciding to flip the switch. Amen.